Love is the answer. What is the question? Amen. Love is the answer. What is the question? I'm thinking through all that has been presented of the multifaceted way we get to live our life. And the way in which we love is the way in which we bring our genius. It's the way in which we create. It's a possibility of bringing wisdom. And I know when we speak about being in response and not reaction, we sometimes think that our emotional realm is brutal to us. I mean, anybody else besides me been shattered? I mean, I have been shattered numerous times in my life where I there's just nothing to do but sob. And to think that that is just a reaction is one great way to shame yourself as a human being. But when we have this capacity to love deeply and something happens, we can be shattered and still stay conscious. Conscious of the fact that I'm shattered right now, so I probably shouldn't be making any decisions. Or I need some space because I'm feeling shattered right now. I'm having the experience of deep, deep feeling that doesn't make a good environment for creative thinking. One of the ways to be wise is to pay attention to what's happening both outside yourself and inside yourself. You know, when Bob was speaking about holding situations, when I had the wonderful experience of being in Italy, one of the days we were driving on the Autobahn, it was raining, and we were surrounded by motorcyclists. But motorcyclists on the Autobahn in the rain, not a good formula. So they were way ahead of us, and all of a sudden, we could see there was an accident. And being the kind of person I am, I made the driver pull over. So I'm crossing the Autobahn on foot to get to this broken motorcyclist who is laying in the middle of the Autobahn. But it was about presence. It was like I had no idea what I could do. I just knew I had to go. And if you've ever seen anybody who is partially broken and mostly unconscious, you know, where they're just looking at you but they don't realize what just happened, that was the situation. But it was a question for me of, what is the fitting thing to do? And what was fitting for me was to be there and have him see someone look at him so that he knew he was still in the reality of the presence of possibility. That might sound like a logical thing to say, but it was just to look at him, and I just said, in English, he didn't speak English, I just said, okay, and he just nodded, and I looked at his friends, and I said, doctor? And they said, coming. And it was just a matter of a little bit of presence. But the wisdom of, I wasn't reacting to the fact that he was hurt. I was offering the response of surround to the possibility of this person feeling like they were being held in an envelope of love. Sometimes we need to be doing that to the person we love who's feeling shattered. Just love them. You know, part of what allows a person to get good at responding and understanding what their gift is to bring is for them to be held when they're emotionally shattered. Because if we start shaming ourselves for having deep feeling, we end up feeling like we want an emotionalectomy. You know, just get it out because I don't know what to do. But our thinking is still engaging while we're having deep feeling. And we can do both and just measure out, like, don't be buying a house or getting married when you're shattered. You know, I had a friend say that, not a good time for making big decisions. But it is a time to acknowledge you have this deep capacity. And when we're feeling shattered, it's usually because of an experience of the way in which we'd been loving in our life. It's not about being a bad person. It's about something hugely shifting. And as Barbara has said, and my friend Robert often says, a crisis can be a birth. So when we're feeling emotionally shattered or when we're feeling like we don't really know what's happening, be still enough to breathe and let something of blessing come out. Our emotional intelligence is not about always having the right answers. It's about knowing that we have the capacities and we can use them. We can think and we can feel. We can use our bodies. Sometimes I've told people, if you really don't know what to do, clean the kitchen. Because if you're doing something physical, You actually are going to have a sense of participating in your life at a level where there's creation. You now have a clean kitchen and you feel like you accomplished something. You are in your life in a way of mastery. Do the laundry. Do something where it's a beginning and the end, and you feel like you've accomplished something, and you are so present because you're doing a physical act. All our capacities are designed for us to serve through, and they're designed to serve us. One of the gifts about this conversation about the interfaith and the one faith and one divinity is these things are true for all people. It doesn't matter what you were taught as a child. It doesn't matter what you believe. Do you know that the English people call these inverted, we call them quotation marks, they call them inverted commas. Ruth said that to me the other day. You know, inverted commas. I said, no, I have no idea what inverted, that was a little side note. The ability to let go of your thinking enough to think anew, that's being a conscious human being. Knowing that this is what I'm thinking right now, and I need to be humble enough to realize I not only have beliefs and teachers who taught me in partial ways, I really am already magnificent and full of the wisdom, so I have to let that all be, let the sun within and the sun without shine on what I'm currently thinking. Don't you think humility is one of the most sexy qualities in a human being? Exactly. It is a superpower. It is a superpower. That was good, Gary. That was the lion. Where's the gun? Salamander. That was a salamander. I think to be humble with how you feel and humble with how you think makes you brilliant, because it means the wisdom of the universe is now available because you no longer think you know everything, or you no longer think you know how you should be feeling in this situation. Just be in the place of letting go of your ego and saying, I really don't know, and I'm interested in finding out. It allows you to be in the place of wisdom and response and be a creator from the standpoint of the whole universe wants to give you the answer. But if you don't have any humility, you won't be open to receiving it. I'm once again thankful to have spent my evening with 18-year-olds who are on their way into a whole new life. And I'm also really thankful to be with people who are old enough to be their parents and grandparents, who know that that doesn't matter. We still have a whole new life. Whatever we decide right now will change everything. So thank you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening.